we arrived a couple of days beforehand, and just general chit chat with the family and people saying that it'd be good if we won the lottery. I said, well, it was a wedding present, and buy us a couple of lottery tickets. So the joke went on and on. My mum, I believe, purchased some tickets for us and put them in the pocket and didn't think anything of it. But since hearing on the radio this morning, thinking, I don't think I ever did check those tickets. I was in the right place at the right time, never checked my tickets. You never know, and I'm desperately trying to find tickets in a house anywhere I may have put them, but I can't yet seem to find them.
Let's just get this right then. So you were up at Stevenage on the very day you bought it. How do you know you bought it from the same lottery outlet shop?
Well, it's in Stevenage Old Town. There's an old town and new town, and the two little shops they are that sell the lottery in there, because I used to live up there. I know it pretty well. Very close to where the hotel we were staying, so I know my mum popped in there. So I'm assuming, as I'd like to think it was, it could well have a good chance of being that missing ticket.
All right, so your mother bought you some tickets as a special sort of gift for your wedding. You went on honeymoon anywhere nice?
Went to Spain for 10 days. Had a great sort of honeymoon there. Didn't think anything of it. And so obviously come back, you get on with life. Just didn't think anything more about lottery tickets and things like that, because you just sort of straight back into work and enjoying married life. And it's not until recently someone said to me, you bought some lottery tickets, or had some. And then I heard it on the radio this morning, made me think about it. I thought, I'd better get checking.
Right, well, does your wife, Sherry, know?
We joked about it this morning, but not really. I dropped off to work and I went straight back home and started ripping the house apart.
You seriously still think you've got it?
Sometimes in life I go on gut feelings, and I've got this sort of a gut feeling that but who knows? It's sort of I'd like to believe, as everyone would like to, but if I can't find it, I'd rather not believe.
Well, that's exactly the point. We're talking £64 million. The clock is ticking. You have only until 11 o'clock tonight, and you have to give and find the ticket. You have to present the ticket.
Yeah.
So what are you going to
be... I think the interest is over.
Well, what are you going to be... hang on, Colin. The clock is ticking. You say you ripped the house to bits. How far are you going to go to try to find that ticket?
I'm in the process of, just before you phoned, of phoning family and friends to make sure that they haven't sort of picked up any stuff out of our room, because when we left on the honeymoon, some family members helped sort of pack up after we'd gone to make sure that there was nothing left there. And there was sort of wedding sort of memorabilia that I've got in the loft that I'm going to have to get out and go through. So after speaking to you, I've come into work and I'm back off home now to carry on that process.
I mean, £64 million, if you did have that ticket and you can find it, what would that do to your life?
dreams come true, they say. They say money doesn't make you happy. I think in my instance, it could well do.
Do you know what the numbers are?
My family happy too.
Do you know what the numbers are?
No, it was random numbers. So there was no sort of set numbers. Whenever I do the lottery on a weekly basis here, I always pick just a random lottery number, so there's no set sort of sequence of numbers I use. It's just, how many millions to one chance it could well be me. So
Can I ask, what will happen, Colin, if after 11 o'clock tonight you find that winning ticket?
I'd rather not find it or think about that. It's one of those things, I don't know... how lenient they are, or whether after that point that is it and you get no comeback. I would hate to think that scenario. I'd rather not find it and live with a dream that maybe it was and I'd never know.
How do you get on with your wife?
She's very loving and very supportive. So
is this going to be the quickest marriage in history? If she finds out you've lost it, you've been married about 6 months. Can you survive?
Yeah, for the next 60 years at least. We love each other very much. So there's nothing to get in between us, not even £64 million.